Hi everyone, my name is Esther Lee and I just graduated from University of Washington this spring. And I'm an English major. Originally, I was planning to become an English teacher, maybe in the States, but focusing on missions too. But I think this year, with a lot of discernment, especially deciding to go to China for a year, I wanted to go into full-time ministry. So this is just my thoughts right now, and I feel like God is going to be leading me in that direction. But in China, I will be actually going to Shenyang, which is right above North Korea. There's a city right near it called Shenyang. And that's the place I'll be staying for a year, starting August 26th, this summer. And I thought it was cool that like Pastor Hong wanted me to share about why I was going or how I was led to. And I was just processing this too throughout this year, because it was a little hard, it was a hard decision. It wasn't just little. And I think I want to share a scripture first to go into that. If you have your Bibles with you, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 10, but I will be reading it out loud. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 10. But as it is written, what no eye has seen and no ear has heard, and what has never come into a man's heart, is what God has prepared for those who love him. Verse 10. Now God has revealed them to us by the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the deep things of God. And this decision wasn't just, okay, I'm going to go, but it was something I think God prepared in my heart for a while. I actually went to China 2 years ago, my sophomore year of college, and I came to this church to share that experience afterwards. But my expectations and my vision or dream going there were all different from what God has planned for me there. And a lot of the things over there, like the scripture said, I have never seen, I had never heard, and I've never met certain people. So the ministry there I was more focused on were North Koreans who lived in China. And they have a lot of relations, because it's like business. North Korea and China, they do a lot of trade. They do a lot of, selling and stuff like that. So North Koreans actually come out with working visas in China, and it's legal. And we worked with the legal North Koreans, but there are a lot who are running away too. But in China, yes, it's communism still, and so like Christianity and preaching the gospel is legal there. And they actually know in their system a lot of missionaries who are living there to do that. But they let certain missionaries by, which are those who are not preaching to the Chinese people. So it's even more dangerous if you share the gospel to the Chinese people, their own. But they let you slide if you teach to the Korean Chinese or North Koreans who are living in China, because the Chinese government is pretty smart in knowing like who are the missionaries. So that was one thing that was really interesting, because even in North Korea, they bring in missionaries who are bringing in money or bringing in food supplies. And it's a lot about needs at the moment. So that's just a little background. But I actually worked with North Korean girls from the ages of 16 to 29 years old in a noodle factory in my sophomore year of college. And during that period, I think God showed me and inspired me through His Spirit and seeded a lot of things in my heart to love this nation. Before I went my sophomore year, I didn't really have a heart to pray for North Korea or for any nation in general, because it was like really self-centered and just, oh, this is my world and my bubble here in America. But when I went there to see, I was just blown away by what God has been doing in the nations there and through people. And Angela Lapine, if you guys know her, and I went my sophomore year. But in that time period, God was just showing me things to open up my eyes and my heart for, I think, what He has created me to do. And so going to China for this 1 year, was a big step, and mainly that it had a lot to do with discovering who I was and making this step too. And this is part of the testimony that why I went, or why I'm planning to go again this year. It's also because I have a heart for the girls that I met 2 years ago. I'm planning to visit them again. But again, it's like, I think God is wanting to show me more things, and I feel like my heart wants to see those things. And this year was my senior year of college as I graduated. But throughout my 4 years of college, I think one of the places God has been showing me to delve deeper in relationship with Him was to sacrifice. And I think that word, I understood so well. But I think every year God has been going deeper into what it means. And I think it all had to do with a lot of healing and a lot of repenting. So my freshman year of college, I came into UW thinking that, okay, yeah, I want to find a good fellowship. I want to be plugged in a church. I want to grow. But in that experience, I think God was just showing in my heart the places where I was just broken and hurt, and I distrusted God a lot. And that was the area when my sophomore year of high school, when I was 16 years old, my mom passed away. And I thought that, 2 years later, my senior year of high school, I'd be over it, I'd be okay. I thought I went through the grieving process. But I think in college, that's where God really opened up my heart. So junior and senior year of high school, I went through depression. And then my freshman year to senior year of college, I think God just delved deeper and deeper. And it was this sense of entitlement that really shocked me this year. Because as I was planning to go to China for a year, a lot of fears came up, a lot of insecurities, a lot of control. And I was just dialoguing with my roommate. Her name was Esther Kim. So we're Esthers. But she just sat with me and talked to me about it. And I was just telling her how frustrated I was this year because I was planning to go to China for a year, but for some reason my heart, as time was passing, was wanting to be reluctant with God in prayer and reading the scripture. And I was like, how am I supposed to go to China this year, this whole year, if I'm already like slacking back with my relationship with God? And I just couldn't understand, like, what is the root of this right now? Like, why am I afraid? And a lot of it came from this idea of not trusting God. And I went to China for 6 months, my sophomore year, but it was as if I forgot. And as human as I am, I think we all are, is we forget the faithfulness that God has done in the past for us. And it's like God has to keep reminding us. And I think this year I was learning a lot about that, because the Spirit was revealing in my heart the places where I was not trusting God. And it started with the root that happened when my mom passed away. And it was this idea that I basically felt burdened towards the end of this school year. And that changed later. But because I felt like, okay, God, you know, I'm Christian. I'm following you. And I feel like I'm sacrificing a lot. And it was very self-centered. And it, and in my heart, I'm sure there's still places that have those ideas, right? But I was like, you know, I just saw my mom, who was a pastor's wife, give her life to you, ministry, and she had cancer, and she passed away at a young age. And I don't know, is that, like, safe for me? And, like, just going back to the history, the past, I just realized I bring it back to the present moment. And like the enemy just used it. And I was just thinking, you know, God, like, I feel like I'm sacrificing so much for you in like my whole year. Now I'm probably gonna like sacrifice my family because my sister, Lena Lee, also known as Mary in the past, is gonna be a freshman in college this year. And I was just thinking, man, like I skipped out a lot of her years growing up because I was doing your ministry. And it was almost as if I was blaming God, right? And I was like, wait, where is this heart coming from? And It was this idea of entitlement. And I think when I lost my mom when I was 16 years old and growing up and seeing other families that had like a nuclear family, a mom, dad, and it just seemed normal. And even thinking about media, social media, like showing you what a perfect family is and like the American dream. And just like what the world tells me about, oh, Esther, you should have had your mom. Like, I'm so sorry for you. And it just like grew up into this idea that I thought, you know, I should have had my mom. Like, she's my mom. And the sense of entitlement that, yeah, like, God, you took her away from me. And I think that was a really deep set block in my relationship with God, because it made me, like, distrust God more. And, like, as I was growing in college, that was the thing that, like, held me back in a lot of other ways, that I could have been bolder and more courageous. And it got to this point this year that I had to realize, like, wow, like, even my own mother isn't mine. And that was hard to accept. Because growing up so much, it was easier to victimize myself. And to feel like, God, like, I'm so proud of myself to be this far, or to tell other people, like, the things I went through. But it's just like knowing that if you always go back to the cross, like what sacrifice meant for Jesus to die on the cross and God giving his own son and him being Jesus too because he loved us was a different type of sacrifice that I was manipulating because of what like the word sacrifice means in today's world in America. Sacrifice means burden or you're losing something. Sacrificing has a lot of negative connotation within American society. But for Jesus, it was sacrifice because he knew it was worth it and for something better. And going back to the cross was helping me this year to realize, wow, there's a deep lie within my heart that was there when I was young. And God was just trying to dig at it for the past 4 years of my college life when my heart was open. And I think in that experience, it was easier step by step to face my sins, basically, and to repent. And now as I'm heading with a heart that is different, as I leave next week, this coming Thursday, I'm going on a short-term mission first, and then I'll go to China from Korea. But I'm at this place where I'm like, yeah, like, God, I can trust you with my family now. My dad, and I have a new mom now. My dad remarried in 2011. And so it's just like God has been faithful in bringing healing, bringing reconciliation throughout my life. And I can see that even my siblings are learning more about Jesus in a way that is more personal, because I think they still need more healing too. But I'm at a place where God has been showing me that he is so worth it. And every year I'm tasting more and more of that, and I don't want to go back to where I was at in a depressed and lost state. And I'm just going to drive forward and face the adventures like God has planned for me. And so this year was also the final decision, like, I will go into full-time ministry. But I decided to go to China as a way of also discerning where God wants me to be. When I went to China for 6 months, my sophomore year, I thought I was going to be a missionary in China for, like, my life. But when I was there, I, for some reason, had a heart to pray for churches in America. And when I came back to college, I was just like investing in my heart with college students in ministry. And I was thinking, you know, it'd be awesome if I was someone who can make impact with young people and send them out and train them. And so I'm at this place where I don't know yet which type of ministry God wants me to be in. So this coming year, I feel like it'll be a great time and space for God to reveal where he wants me to do ministry. If it's back here in America, at a church, or to go abroad and be a full-time ministry out there, missionary. So that's where I am at, as I'm continuing to see what God is doing in my heart, to take step by step in trusting Him more and more. Because I think as human as we are, there's so many things we can make excuses about and fear about, but true love from God casts out all fear, and that's what I want to continue to walk on and tread my life in, because there's so much things to experience in this world. And so I'll be there for a year in Shenyang, and right now I don't know if I will be rooming with certain people. The pastor's planning it all, so it's been changing every month. So I'm just gonna go with an open heart to see what God has in store for me. I will probably be enrolled in a school there to learn Chinese in order to have a visa for a whole year. I'll be a student. And I think that's cool too, to learn a language. And so I am thinking I'll be working with college students too, maybe. And on the side, I don't know if it's full-time either. It's just working with North Koreans too. I heard in Shenyang, it's one of the bigger cities in that region. And I'm so excited for that because I was in a countryside the couple years before. I heard that a lot of North Korean students have been sent to the university in Shenyang. And so I want to meet students who are from North Korea. And I just want to, let God do what He wants with my life. And I'm excited right now. So, I hope you guys can keep praying for me. And just, whenever you think of me, just lift me up in prayer. And I hope I encourage you guys too, knowing that everything is not ours, never was, but it's God's. And it just makes everything lighter and freer to just give it up to God. Thank you.